Let's sing it one more time from our heart tonight. We are standing in His presence.
We are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray in Jesus' name, for we are standing in His presence on earth.
If you mean it from the bottom of your heart, sing it from the depth of your heart once again.
We are standing in an holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray.
In His presence. Amen. There is one more song I want us to sing before we read the scripture tonight. It's "My Faith Looks Up to Thee, Amen. Thou Lamb of Calvary." I want us to sing it from the depth of our heart. Bearing in mind that we are in His presence tonight.
Amen. My faith looks up to Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, now hear me while I pray. Take all I see away. But strength to my faith in God, my zeal is bound, as thou died for me. I tread and dreams around me spread. Be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day. Wipe sorrows, tears away.
Chapter 1. As we welcome ourselves tonight to this prayer service in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. A pastor called me this afternoon and asked me to say, send his greetings to the church. Job chapter 1, we'll start from verse 1. The Bible said there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and endured evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Had not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he had on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he had, and it will cause thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. This was the beginning of it going down for Job. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and had burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the chariots made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return either. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. May the Lord bless his word. You can have your seat for a few minutes. Tonight is a prayer service. I'm not going to preach. I just want to encourage us a little bit. From the scripture that we read, we see the life of Job. We see who Job was, We see how Job took the word of God. And we see the conversation that went between God and Satan. And we see the confidence that God had in Job. Even though the Satan was saying, because of all that Job had, that's why he's serving you. But God knew that Job was worshiping him with all his head, not just because of material things. And that was why God could have confidence and say, Satan, you go. Do all that you want to do. But remember, his life is mine. Don't touch it. And we could see from the scripture that we read, we see how the enemy planned the plot out. It was not as if it was one here and one another 2 months. It was just as one was ending his story, another one was coming. As one was ending his story, another one was coming. Job was not just a special kind of a man. He was just a man like me and you. But Job trusted in the Lord. Amen. Job's confidence was not in his riches, was not in his children, was not in the material things that he had. But he had his trust in God that despite everything around him went down, Job got up. And he looked up and he worshipped the Lord. That is where I want us to get to this evening, that despite Job's condition, despite his problems, despite his heartache, Job worshipped the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said that Job did not charge God foolishly. Job was not quick to say, why has God done this to me? Because Job knew that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And I'm here this evening to admonish you that no matter what your condition, no matter what your problem, no matter what you are going through, if you love the Lord, all things work together for your good. Amen. You may not be able to explain how it's going to work together for your good. It's not meant for you to comprehend or explain. It's meant for you to depend on Him. The Bible says His thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil to give us an expected end. We as mortal men, we don't know what's good for us, but He knows what is best for us. So my brothers and my sisters, at the sound of my voice this evening, if you are going through anything in life, and you know that you are a child of God, don't you give up. Don't you be discouraged. Don't you look down. Don't you carry a sad face. Do like Job did. When all those problems was coming, he got to a time, he got up and he worshiped the Lord. I want to say to you this evening, your condition, worship the Lord. In your sorrow, worship the Lord. In your pain, worship the Lord. In whatever you are going through, worship the Lord. Because it will work together for your good. If you read that book of Job, at the last chapter, despite all what Job went through, it was not an easy thing. Job went through a lot. He suffered a lot. But despite the suffering, Job never at any time looked down on God. Despite the suffering, Job never at any time put God to the corner. Job was constantly, oh my goodness, he was constantly looking at what the word of God says, and he was obeying that word because he had the revelation that he alone can help me in time of trouble. Brothers and sisters, don't put your trust in no man. Man cannot help you. Put your trust in God. Amen. At the last chapter, the Bible told us that all that Job lost, God gave back to him. All that Job lost. Remember when the conversation went on between God and Satan, Job was not involved. Job never knew about it. The same thing when you are going through stuff, it's because God is trying you. God wants to know how obedient you will be, how much you will cling to Him. The real you comes out in time of trouble. I want to say this evening, don't be discouraged. Don't think that yours is the worst. You might think your problem is the worst. Listen to that of the next brother to you. You will realize you don't have problem. But in all that you go through, put your trust in Him. Lift your head above the reproach of the world. Lift your head above what the problems may be. And put your trust in Him. Because remember, you are a child of the King. Tonight is a prayer service. We are here to talk to Him. We've not come here tonight just to listen to me pray. We are here together because we all have our ups and downs. We all have our problems.
But we've come tonight to present those problems to him. Because he is the only one that can handle them. He is the only one that can solve them. He's the only one that can take care of those problems. But all he wants us to do is to bring those problems to him. And when we're done doing that, leave them with him. Church, that is where I see we have failed many times, that when we bring our burdens to him, we go back with those same burdens and trying to find solution to them. You can't help God. God just needs you to depend on him. When you give him those burdens, leave those burdens for him to take care of. Leave those burdens for him to let him solve them for you. Let us for one time try it out tonight. Let's for one time be like little children. Amen. Present your petition to your father. Amen. And let daddy handle it. Amen. But remember, when you come before God, you must make sure you come the right way. Amen. Before your children can ever gain favor in your sight, they have to approach you the right way. They've got to make sure that when they come before daddy, daddy has nothing evil to say about them. From the way they dress, to the way they talk, to the way they present themselves, it must be right. Amen. They must make sure that for that moment, while they are with daddy, that daddy likes them. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. The same thing when we are coming to God, we must make sure that there is no sin in our life. Because when there is sin in our life, God does not hear sinners. So at this time, I want us to think about it. I want us to think deep. If there is anything that is in your life that might stand as an obstacle, as a hindrance before you and God tonight, this is the time to bring it under the blood. As we rise on our feet, Brother Abraham told us this. He said, even in discernment, when people come in discernment, sometimes they step out of the line to make things right in their life. And then they step back. And those things that they made right, is never picked up in discernment. Because you know why? It's being put under the blood. Amen. So I want us to search our life. Is there anything in our lives? Is it our actions, our reactions, the way we think, what we do, or what we have done, that you think might stand as an hindrance, that the devil might be able to stand upon to make your prayers not to be heard tonight? I want us to bring it under the blood and say, Father, please forgive me. Shall we all pray at this hour? Search your life. Remember, think about, say, bring all under the blood. Say, Father, let nothing hinder this service tonight. Let nothing hinder my prayers before you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. Bible made us to understand that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in their midst. I want to assure you tonight that he is here tonight. And
The prophet said, whenever he comes down, he doesn't come to see our faces, but he comes to meet with our needs. And the prophet said that that's one thing I want you to do. Pray for me. Because I know prayer changes things. It even changes God's mind about things. Changes God's program. So do you believe that? God can pronounce a certain thing. It's going to be just that way. And prayer will change his mind about that. It has been done in the scriptures. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But if we only knew that in your hand, Christ gave us the authority with his name by being Christians, the most powerful weapon the world has ever known. And that is prayer. It even changes things. It changed the mind of God. It did do it. After death was pronounced to a man, he prayed. God told the prophet, go back and tell him, I heard him. We realize that prayer is the weapon that God has placed in the hands of a believer. Prayer changes a sick man into a well man. Prayer changes the mind of God. Prayer can change your situation tonight. Prayer can change whatsoever be the obstacle that is in your life, whatsoever be the barrier or the trouble you are going through as an individual, as a family. Prayer changes things. And we are right here in his presence to pray. I want us to pray for ourselves. I want us to pray for our children. I want us to pray for our families. We see the way the enemy is going, and the prophet told us that the family is the backbone of the church. I want us to pray that God will continue to come in our midst and bind families together. And any spirit of the enemy that wants to break family apart, let us stand as God's children tonight on the authority of the word of God and rebuke such devil in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we have been given the power. Whatsoever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let's all pray for our families that have been broken, that God Almighty will bring them back. With our God, all things are possible. Let us pray together at this hour. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Brothers and sisters, I want you to remember that we are not from this place. We are pilgrims and we are strangers. We are here for a short time. We are sojourning here. But whilst we are here, we know the enemy rules this place. I want us to take into special prayer tonight our children. That God Almighty will protect our children with all this evil. Evil spirits going on today, this transgender, this gay nonsense that is going on, that God Almighty will protect our children when they are with their friends, when they are in school, that no evil will befall any of our children. And let's pray for their soul salvation, that God Almighty will come on the scene and save their soul, that they won't even spend 1 second in the world. And even those that have strayed away, let us pray that God Almighty will bring them back unto him. Remember, they are our children, and we are not going to stop until we have all of them back. Let us all pray together at this hour. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. At this hour, church, I want us to commit our pregnant sisters to the hands of the Lord. The Lord has been so faithful to us in this local assembly. I want us to pray for them that God Almighty, those that are carrying seed, that God Almighty will be with them, that when their time of delivery shall come, that God will grant them a safe delivery, that the mother and the baby will be strong and healthy. Any spirit that the enemy wants to bring around to cause complication, let's command the devil to take his feeling hands away. And let's pray for those that are praying. Say, God, while others you are blessing, do not pass me by, that God Almighty will answer their cry. Shall we pray together at this hour? Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. I want us at this hour to pray for as many of our brothers and our sisters that are earnestly seeking God for the Holy Ghost baptism in their soul. I want us to pray that God will bless them with that Holy Spirit, that while others is blessed, that he will not pass them by. Shall we all pray at this hour? Jesus Christ's name we pray. One time someone asked the prophet, he said, how do I grow in my Christian life? The response the prophet said was, say, read your Bible every day and pray every day. Many of us are failing in that. I want us to all pray at this. I say, Lord, help me. I don't want to give you the second chance in my life. I want you to come first. God doesn't deserve the second chance. He deserves the first position in our life. Let us all pray. Say, Lord, help me. Give me the strength, the courage to read my Bible every day and pray every day. Shall we all pray at this hour? In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I want us all to pray at this hour. There are individuals in our midst that are going through some certain issues, one problem or the other. I want us to commit these ones to the hands of God, that whatsoever might be the situation, some have need finance, some need jobs, so one problem or the other. Let's pray that God Almighty will meet each and every one of us at the very point of our needs. Shall we all pray at this hour? In Jesus Christ's name we pray. The prophet said, whatsoever things, like the scripture said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Now, he gave us the strongest weapon that there is in all the world, and that is prayer. Prayer is what changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneel on his knees before God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize that what is given right unto them, anything you ask for, you will be given if you can appropriate the faith to believe it. For God's word is true. For God's word is true. If you believe that, say amen. At this hour, I want us to pray. You know that special need that is in your life. That special need that you have need of. You're not speaking to me. I don't need to know, but he knows. I want us at this hour to present that need before God Almighty. Remembering what I've just said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you will receive it. Let us all praise God. This is my need. I present it unto you. Shall we pray at this hour? Oh, righteous. May the Lord Jesus grant your heart desire according to his riches in glory, in Jesus Christ's name. I have this prayer from Brother Daniel. He said, please pray for me. and my siblings as we go to school this year. So please pray for me as I look for a job. This has no name. Please pray for me as I look for a job. It has been hard to pay bills, but I know Christ is the provider, and He knows the perfect plan for my life. Let us take those requests to God in prayer. One for Daniel, praying for himself and his sibling and all our children as they prepare to go back to school, that God Almighty will watch over them and keep them, hide them under the blood where the devil can do them no harm. This is a request for someone that needs a job. It's been hard to pay bills. You put yourself in that position where you have no job, where you can't pay bills. It's a pretty hard situation. Let us pray at this side that God Almighty will put a smile on the face of this individual. Shall we pray? Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. This one are from Christian. He said, please pray for me. I'm taking a lot of tests and exams. Sister Melissa is seeing the doctor tomorrow to assess her hand, whether it needs surgery, but she would like to leave it all in God's hand. Let us commit Sister Melissa to God's hand. Let's pray for Christian as he's taking tests and exams. Shall we pray at this hour? All righteous Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ's name we pray. I think this is from Sister Joycely. He said, God bless you, saints. Please pray for me on my job. It's very stressful. I need wisdom and favor. I am thankful, but I need the Lord. I'm traveling to my family reunion this weekend. Please pray for traveling mercies for me and my extended family from Friday through Sunday. As God bless our Sister Joycely. From Sister Cindy, say please pray for the Harrison family. Sister Esther feels she has strayed so far and don't know how to find her way back. Let's take this request for Sister Esther and the family to God's hand, and also for Sister Joslyn. Shall we pray? Thank you.
In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. In Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. It's a request here from Brother Kingsley. He said, brethren, please join me in praying for a co-worker and colleague at work who has started drinking and is slipping into alcoholism as a coping mechanism. He does not believe in God. Please pray that he finds faith and God delivers him and bring him closer and shows himself to my colleague. That's from Brother Kingsley. This is Sister Peace. He says, I bring thanks to God for his unmerited grace and favor for my family. I thank him for our mountains, valleys, tests, trials, and blessings in our lives. I thank you for our children. We have placed some requests before God for our family, children, and several families. Please pray for God's will and that he will grant this request. Let us take this request from Brother Kingsley and Sister Peace to the hand of the Lord. Shall we pray? In Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. The prophet said in the sermon, the arrow of God's deliverance shot from a bow. He said, and I tell you, don't let the world creep into you. Don't let the world get into your churches. Brethren, pray it out. Fast it out until God comes down and takes a hold. Keep the joy of the Lord among the saints. Keep them prayed up and guard every little place. If Noah had seen a leak in his ark, why? He would put some pitch in it. And so that's about the best I know to keep the leak out of the world out. To stop the leak, the best I know is prayer. Prayer stops the leak. Prayer changes things. I want us at this hour to pray for our local assembly. I want us to pray for our pastor, our ministers, our church officers, our song leaders, our musicians, our deacons, our trustees, our Sunday school teachers, our Sunday school superintendent, every brother, every sister, the young brothers and sisters in our local assembly. Let us all pray that God Almighty will keep us in the center of his will and keep us at the balance of the world. Shall we all pray at this hour? In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. At this hour, I want us to pray for the young brothers and young sisters that are prayerfully asking God for a future partner. Brother Bram told us that it's a very, very important and critical decision. He said it can ruin your life. Let us pray for these ones that God Almighty will lead them to the partner that God has ordained for them before the foundation of the world. One that will keep the family together. One that will stay in the faith. One that will make them sons and daughters of God. Shall we all pray for these ones at this hour? Jesus Christ's name we pray. I have an unspoken request here. God knows what that request is. And these ones are from Brother Tim. He said, please pray for a family close to our family that is struggling to follow the Lord. Let us take this unspoken request to the hand of the Lord, and let's take this family that Brother Tim is praying for and is struggling to follow the Lord, that God Almighty, we have mercy upon them. In times like this, shall we pray? Oh, righteous Father. In Jesus Christ's name we've prayed. But Abraham said this in Sermon Life. He said, God-given faith would not take no for an answer. No matter what happens. So now you can't bluff it. The devil, you can't bluff him. You've got to have the goods to prove it. He recognizes faith. He has to. For it's the holy weapon that we have in our hands. And what produces faith is prayer. Prayer of faith shall save the sick. I want us all to pray at this. I say, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, give me that faith that knows no defeat. Give me that faith that doesn't take no for an answer. Give me that faith that stands on your word regardless. Give me that faith that is not movable. Say, Lord, help me. Give me that faith. Shall we all pray at this hour? In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Sister Deborah, you say, I just feel like praising God for everything. That's from Sister Deborah. I want us at this hour to just thank the Lord for giving us audience tonight. I want us to thank Him for listening to us. I want us to thank Him for being with us, for giving us the opportunity where we can pour our hearts unto Him. I want us to be thankful that we have placed petition before Him and we know for sure that they are receiving attention at His presence at this hour. Let us all thank Him. Don't let us be like the lepers that never came back. Let us be like the one that came back and said, Lord, thank you. Let us thank Him. Worship Him at this hour. Lift up your hands and just praise the Lord. Just give Him thanks. Worship Him. He is worthy of our praise because He is our God and He is worthy of our praises. Oh Lord, we worship you tonight. We adore you tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight because you are God. Oh God, we have come before your throne of mercy. We have spoken unto you. Now we know you are those petitions are receiving attention before your throne of mercy at this hour. Oh Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name because you are God and you are mindful of our praises. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Father Lord. See the praise of your children. We adore your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. We are standing on holy. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray, Jesus. For we are standing in His presence. To sing that song from the depth of our heart tonight. Oh yes, we are. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Yes, we are standing. Let us worship Him at this hour. Let us just raise your hand because you are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. If you have that conviction, sing it from the bottom of your heart tonight. For we are standing on no. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Oh, let us pray, Jesus, now. For we are standing in His presence.
One more time, church, we are standing in his presence.
Oh yes, we are standing. Oh, let us pray. Yes, Jesus, now. For we are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Our righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you for a refreshing time like this. We thank you for a time where we can leave all the cares and the burdens and the problems of the world alone and just come into the sweet atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the assurance you've given us in your word that when we gather together like this, that you are here in our midst. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that as if we bring our burdens before you, that you are more than able to help us at the very point of our needs. That is exactly what we've done tonight, Heavenly Father. We've come reverently into your presence. We've spoken unto you. We've not just spoken to the thin air, but we've spoken unto our Creator. We've laid our bodies at your feet. Heavenly Father, at this hour we present ourselves the faith that we have need of and the assurance to know that these petitions are receiving attention at your side. We pray may you give unto us, Heavenly Father. May the enemy shall bring doubt. May you take away doubt, O God. Give us the stamina to stand against the devil. May you help us that by the time we leave this place, may we live renewed, O God. May we live strengthened, Heavenly Father. May we live better sons and daughters of thine. May we live with strength to face the enemy at his very link, oh God. Grant it, oh God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as you brought us down here safely, may you take us back home safely. May you keep us in the center of your will. And if you be that you tarry to Sunday, may you bring us back safely, Heavenly Father. Help us to grow in our Christian life. And our greatest heart desire, Heavenly Father, is that when that roll is called up yonder, that none of us will be missing. May you prepare us, O God. Be with our pastor where he is. May you bring him back home safely. Blessed be your wonderful name as we entrust our life into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Before we go tonight, I have an announcement here. They say for the youth meeting, young people, please feel free to prepare specials as you feel led, and also pray for, also for all, please continue to pray for the meetings and that many souls will be saved or born again. May the Lord bless you. You love the Lord tonight? Amen. I want to assure you that you have not spoken to the thin air. You've just had an audience with God. Yeah. And whatsoever we place in his hands is safe and secure. Yeah. So I want to encourage you tonight, as you go, go in his name. Yeah. Be strong. Be happy. All your bodies, he's taking care of them. Feel light and happy. You have handed it over to God. When the enemy tried to point them to you, tell the devil, in this service, I settled it with God. May the Lord bless you. Let's sing that song. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary Street. And you can please be dismissed. My salvation on Calvary Street.
Salvation.